The Life and Death of Grunge Music. The term grunge is American slang for dirty or repugnant, and that's what this subgenre of rock embodied in the late 1980s to early 1990s. This style originated in the Pacific Northwest around Seattle and the surrounding cities and, for a brief time, was the most popular music in America. The origins of grunge rock began around 1984. Future Nirvana bassist Chris Novoselic said he heard dirge-like songs with slow and heavy riffs being played by former punk bands at local shows. Many punk bands had slowed their rhythms down to create more of a metal rock sound. In fact, some bands completely flipped their playing style by playing punk rock songs backwards. This meant that they were descending instead of ascending the neck of the guitar, which made the song sound more ominous and dark. Ultimately, grunge music is a fusion of punk rock and heavy metal. It uses the electric guitar with a guitar pedal to create distortion sounds played loudly on a powerful amplifier. Bands combine this with an electric bass guitar and a smaller drum kit than those used by metal bands of the 1980s. Concerts and shows were loud and high-energy performances where people would scream and wildly jump around along with the performers. Grunge musicians ditched the costumes and flamboyant hairstyles of the 80s and dressed in everyday-style clothes and had unkempt hairstyles. They considered it trendy to spend less on clothing. In the early 1990s, many of the Seattle grunge bands like Soundgarden, Nirvana, and Alice in Chains signed with major record labels, and in doing so, their style and sounds broke into mainstream American culture. But it came with a price. Many grunge musicians never sought fame and fortune and were heavily involved in drugs and alcohol. This combination proved deadly for some famous grunge musicians like Kurt Cobain, Mike Starr, Layne Staley, Andrew Wood, and Stephanie Sargent. The 1994 death of Kurt Cobain proved to be the beginning of the end of grunge rock. Many imitation bands had copied the sounds of popular grunge bands. By the mid-1990s, it was all over, and grunge rock was replaced with commercialized post-grunge pop rock. But, for a time, grunge rock was on the top of the world and made a lasting impression on the history of rock and roll music.